Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, I don't want to jinx it, but the weather might be getting a little better. Bit of a stretch in the evenings. That grey gloom is gradually fading away to be replaced by actual sunlight. And many of you may react to that by saying, must get those windows cleaned. But does that apply to the rest of the house? Is spring cleaning still a thing? Henry McKean reports.
So we're here at the Malahide Estuary Recycling Centre. You've been doing some decluttering in the garden. What have you been up to?
Cutting back shrubs. Shrubs and just a general clean up for the spring. Yes.
Lots and lots of leaves, and you've got a trailer full of them.
Yeah, yes. Great service to have here for getting rid of stuff.
And does it make you feel good to be cutting down shrubs at this time of the year?
You have it end of February.
Because of the birds.
Cut them, but yes, yes.
And you got there just in time.
We're conscious of that, yeah. We're conscious of that.
I'm having a chat with Greta. How important is a spring clean in the garden at this time of the year?
Oh, it's very good. If you do your spring clean, you'll have it nice for the summer.
And what about decluttering in general? Do you manage to get
everything
sorted?
Oh, I'm very good at decluttering. Is that man, he hoards.
So this is your husband?
Husband, yeah.
He's a hoarder.
He's a hoarder, yeah.
And I'm a hoarder too. I'm working on it.
Oh, that's bad.
It is hard. It's a condition. It's difficult.
Yeah.
He just can't throw anything out.
No. And he forgets what he even has, which is worse.
Too much stuff.
Too much stuff.
Piles of it.
Sheds. Three shed bulbs.
Three sheds. So what's in the shed?
Everything. Everything.
Well, it's very hard to get parts. You know, so I keep stuff as long as possible. Possible, because one part will fit another.
Keep lots in the shed, all sorts of things, just in case.
Yes, just in case, yeah. Waste not, want not.
You're a young man. Are you good at spring cleaning, at decluttering?
I'd like to imagine I am. It's something that my family and I have taken part in doing every year, ever since I can remember, just going up to the attic or the shed and just getting rid of different things that we couldn't really, you know, give to charity or that sort of thing. So I'd like to imagine I am quite good at spring cleaning.
You're his mum. Are you good at spring cleaning? Does he get that from you?
Absolutely, he does, yeah. I'm great at spring cleaning. No, we're doing our attic. We're getting rid of all the stuff from our attic. So that's what's happening at the moment. So, yeah.
So the attic is going to be emptied. So what's in there at the moment?
A bit of everything. Rubbish, all sorts, drum kits, amplifiers, all going.
And what will you do with the attic? Will you convert it or will you just fill it again with stuff?
No, I'm actually having it insulated. So I need to have everything out of it.
So you have to?
Yeah.
And does it make you feel good? Do you feel good inside? Does the head feel clear when everything is thrown out?
Absolutely. Good start for the week.
What are you getting rid of today?
Well, next door neighbour asked me to do a bit of clean up of her garden for her.
You helped her?
Yeah.
It's a very nice gesture.
Well, it goes around, doesn't it? You did a favour for somebody, somebody did a favour for you.
Did you realise how much rubbish she had in her garden?
Not really, no. But it was twice the fill, but I still would have done anyway.
And it's that time of the year, right now, where we are just outside Swords in Dublin, it is sunny.
It is, lovely.
And you must feel a little bit lighter today.
I do, I love the sun. Yeah, definitely. For the lady, yes, yeah.
And what did you throw out?
All her old fences that all fell down in the storm.
The fence is gone?
Yeah, it was rotten.
Rotten.
Yeah.
Are you a good spring cleaner?
I'm an all-year cleaner.
All year?
All year. I'm always decluttering as I go, clearing out presses. Yeah.
And you don't let it build up?
No, that's why my boot only has two things at the moment.
So you've got some empty boxes, yeah, you've got a gas canister.
Yeah, that's it. And we got our treadmill fixed this morning and I had a motor and I was like, I'll just bring that straight away.
So you're on it?
Yeah.
Are you doing a spring clean?
Not really.
How come so many of us fall down when it comes to decluttering?
Thinking things are always going to be needed and maybe not getting rid of them. But I think maybe it's partly time, trying to find the time to do it.
Hi, I'm Karen Fagan. I am the owner at the Declutter Stylist. My job is very fulfilling. I declutter and organise people's homes. And this time of year is definitely a perfect time to get started. Not just in your house, but also prep the garden for the summer.
So the garden's important too?
Absolutely. In my own house at the moment, my husband's at home, as we speak, looking at plans to tidy up the garden and prep.
So for you, you run this business. And you don't just help people declutter, you help them by building them cupboards to put their stuff in as well.
Yeah, so we would have a panel of workers, handyman, to build cupboards, paintings. Once we're finished, we kind of assess what storage is needed to help the client and make the house flow to suit their work and life and their family life, really.
So I've always struggled with clutter. I hoard, and I think I got it from my dad. I inherited it, and I just can't get rid of stuff. So if you came into my home, what would you do?
Well, we're all allowed to have some sentimental items, within reason, that is. So we create sentimental boxes, which is quite common, especially when someone has had a loss in the family. So they don't want to get rid of everything. So we would create a box for each person and hopefully convince you to donate to charity as well. So, or to a family member that you know will use it, could have the same hobby as yourself.
So just try and cut back on things.
Yeah, you don't have to get rid of it all, but just a little cull would be nice. I don't think it needs to be seasonal. Reason being, I think when your house is organised and tidy, it's so good for the headspace. Decluttered house is a nice, fresh mind. That's the way I look at it, you know. You're able to put your hand on everything. You don't have to start pulling the places apart. Everything is all visual. You can see it because it's organised.
So it's mind. It's really about having a fresh mind, clearing the head. Because if you have a busy bedroom or a busy kitchen and every surface is covered with something, you're saying it clutters your mind.
Absolutely, which is why I'm wearing this t-shirt today, Chaos Coordinator, because that is definitely my job.
That's what it says on your t-shirt.
Yes.
Chaos Coordinator.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think just the amount of clients that have texted me to say how happy they were and how their life has changed because everything has a place, you know, and that's half the battle. It's an easy life.
The fact that you're called the declutter stylist, you're not just decluttering, you're also remodeling, restyling homes too.
Absolutely. We stage homes as well for maybe people that are selling up and they don't want to spend a fortune, but maybe they're not using their furniture or their space properly and it's not appeasable to people. So we would go in, declutter and have it nice and presentable for their websites.
For many, they had a very busy weekend. They're struggling to even get out of bed. How do they make a small start to actually declutter or spring clean?
Okay, pick the area that's really annoying you the most. 9 times out of 10, it's a kitchen. On that countertop, there's a dumping ground. Just put the timer on your phone for half an hour and do what you can. Little small wins are the best way to go.
Here is Leisha Redmond McGrath from leisharedmondmcgrath.com, work and organisational psychologist and workplace coach. And she's joining us from BlackRock.
Very often we can be holding on to things that no longer serve us, clothes that we've outgrown. Maybe there's a sentimentality and, you know, it's okay to keep certain items, but we tend to be pretty poor in the West, in my experience with clients anyway, with endings. And it's actually a topic that we teach on when we're teaching people to be coaches, helping people to do endings well. And very often that can be letting go of things that have run their course. And it's a really healthy thing to do, because when you let go of certain things and you make room for a new beginning. So yeah, it's a first of time of the year for new beginnings. And of course, the energies around us in springtime are rising. So yeah, it's a great time to declutter and make space for what's to come.
What's the key to being a good spring cleaner? Is now the time to start?
Yeah. Because the days are getting better and, you know, brighter, which gives you an incentive to do it, yeah.
Have you started?
A little bit, yeah. Emptying out presses and things like that, yeah. Clearing out the wardrobe.
And do you take your time or do you go at it all in one day?
I go at it all in one day, yeah.
What drives you?
I think it's the good weather. If we have a bit of good weather, it sort of gives me the incentive anyway to get going, get the house, open up the windows and things like that.
So you get air in as well?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And you love that?
Love it, yeah.
And why do you love it? Why do you love to just get your hands dirty, get stuck in and throw everything away?
I think it's all part to do with spring and, you know, decluttering and things like that. It makes me feel good.
It clears the mind.
Clears
it makes you
the mind,
feel good.
Yeah.
I clean once a week and then deep clean once a month.
Wow, you deep clean once a month. Tell us about the deep clean.
Just presses, drawers.
So you go all in?
Skirting boards, things like that.
You're a bit of a hoarder. What sort of things can you not throw away?
old stuff, photographs and memorabilia, you know.
So you can't get rid of the photographs?
No.
You have to keep them all?
Yeah.
Could you not go through them one by one and then remove the ones that aren't very good?
Well, I had to do that in my mother's house, my mother and father's house when they died, so I had to be ruthless, but I kept a lot of the old stuff.
So it's hard, so isn't it, when somebody dies?
Yeah, very hard.
And you have to be ruthless, because you can't keep all their things.
Yeah, I know. You know what I have a lot of? Videos and things from years ago.
Like VHS?
Yeah, VHS videos, yeah. I have a lot of them, and I need to get rid of them, really. They're no use anymore.
And what do you have on VHS?
Family stuff, and we've a lot of family away in Australia, so over the years, they used to send us videos of their children.
And you just can't get rid of it?
No. I want to get them transferred onto a DVD, but I just never did.
So you'd maybe get them digitalised?
Digitalised, yeah.
You haven't kept, like, the movie Titanic on VHS or anything like that?
It's possible.
Henry McKean reporting there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.